tone of the inaugural address was a little bit more conciliatory. His opening address to the General Assembly was just so, I mean, it was like a throwing down of a gauntlet. It's interesting because he says one thing when he is in one place and then one thing when he's in another place as far as the tone and his desire to work with things. I'm not talking about him flip-flopping because I haven't heard him do that so much as just the idea that I want to work with you, we can find a way through this, to I'm demanding these things. I'm just disappointed in that. We'll see what we end up with. I am hopeful that we'll be able to find some way when it comes down to the real hardline negotiation stuff that he'll be more conciliatory with it. He is certainly more conversational than his predecessor. That can't be a bad thing.
One of the things he called for, Governor Northam, was Medicaid expansion. Are you surprised that Majority Leader Kirk Cox from your party is saying that there might be some room for dialogue, especially if Medicaid-eligible residents who get health care are looking for work? Are you surprised by that, and do you support that?
I have been pretty hard line on my opposition to Medicaid expansion, and I would have to see. I haven't seen a proposal that I could go, yeah, that makes some sense yet, because I haven't seen any proposal other than straight Medicaid expansion. And all I can tell you is if that's what's on the table, my vote's no, and, our caucus has taken the position that it's no. So I don't see that going anywhere. It's a new administration in Washington. You always have to look at everything that's there. I just don't want us to give away the farm and put ourselves on the hook for a huge exposure to increased debt, increased spending in the Commonwealth, and increased dependency on federal money. That's my position on it. And again, I haven't seen anything proposed from the other side other than just straight Medicaid expansion, just exactly the way it was brought to us 8 years ago. And I think that's a non-starter.
We'll talk with 17th District Delegate Chris Head. What's going on with you? What are you pushing?
The big conversation that we've got this year is going to be about the budget. This year I was appointed to the Appropriations Committee, which that's good for the Valley so that we've got a better representation, a better voice on appropriations, because that's something that we haven't had for Roanoke in a while now. The budget, though, is going to be a big thing because we have to go through, and this is a re-benchmarking year, and we've also got to make sure that our rainy day fund is back and being shored up so that we can make sure that all of our obligations are taken care of. The other thing is we're hearing a lot about the potential for having a budget surplus because the economy is booming. The situation that we're faced with right now is we don't really know yet where we are. There was a lot of revenue that came in December. There is the thought, though, that part of that is a lot of people went ahead and paid their obligations that wouldn't necessarily have been due until January or final payments until May, that they might have made those early because
in light of the tax reform, right?
Right. There's the new tax law out of Washington. Those won't be deductible expenses anymore above a certain threshold. And people might have paid those early. Until we kind of know that, we don't really know where we are as far as revenue is concerned. And I think it's wiser for us to take a real conservative approach to the budget and assume that we're not going to have it rather than assuming that it is a windfall and make a lot of promises and then have to come back in July or August and say, the things that we said that you were going to get, not only are you not going to get, but we've got to have 5% more back. We've done that before, too. That's never a good way to do this. So I'd like for us to take, and I think Chairman Jones is making sure that we're taking a conservative approach to the budget. So that's going to be really, really important. Of course, we're dealing with the opioid crisis again on a number of bills. I have a bill that is also has a counterpart over in the Senate, which is going to talk about more of the prescription monitoring program and making sure that we're trying to keep that under control. There are other opioid crisis bills that are coming through to help us try to get a handle on that. That's a massive crisis, and it disproportionately affects our area. So we really, really have to take a look at that. We've got bills on adoption reform. We're looking at a lot of the veterans issues. As far as other things that I'm working on, also this is the second year for a constitutional amendment that I have brought forward. This is an amendment that I have carried in the past. Delegate Habib has carried in the past, all the way back to when Congressman Griffith was Delegate Griffith. He carried it in the past, and we've actually gotten it across now this year to the final opportunity, and that would give the legislature some legislative review and authority over some of the regulations that are out there that strangle people. You know, we really don't have, once we've passed a law and then it's promulgated into regulation, those regulations, though they are not law, have the same force and weight as law. So in essence, they become law. And even though the making of law is supposed to be completely within the purview of the legislature, that's an area that we don't have any control over once it goes out the door, and it becomes a little harder to unhook some things. And so this would give us an opportunity to review some of those and make sure that runaway legislation or runaway regulation doesn't happen, and that we've got a little easier mechanism to pull that back. So hopeful that we'll be able to get that again through the House and the Senate. If we are, then that would go out to the voters of the Commonwealth on a ballot referendum, probably in the fall of 2019. It's a very busy time out here, I'll tell you.